Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl, damn you! It's your fault this time. Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
I'm Joss Day.
Joss, you're a little catchy today. Crouchy.
This was your fault this time. I had it the last time.
I was laughing because Joss I was very panics forceful. If she doesn't have her intro in front of her. I say just wing it. We're doing great.
Yeah. So okay.
So Joss, I recently had a niece go off to college.
Very nice.
And I wrote her a letter.
Lovely.
And I thought this is pretty good advice. And I know so many college students and recent college grads and stuff. And so I had written my sweet niece this letter, hoping to ease her way into mm-hmm. college. And so I thought we would give advice to the youngsters.
Oh, nice. Let's do it.
To help them
good advice.
Ease their way.
Yeah.
So here you go.
Yeah.
Off to college or mm-hmm. maybe boarding school mm-hmm. or, you know, this is applicable to many situations,
mm-hmm.
but it's pretty much about being new.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say keep in mind that everyone, including you, will be projecting an image of the person they want to be or the person they think other people will like the most. College or prep school or graduate school is a time when you do reinvent yourselves. You're free from your family. You have this opportunity to recreate yourself, and yet you should be careful to be true to who you are, because you can never escape the years that led up to this new time of your life, and you shouldn't necessarily try. You can leave old habits behind, you know, become the new and improved you, but can you become absolutely different? No. Mm-hmm. Can you become a better version of yourself? Sure. But it's true that you'll always come back to the fact that you are yourself. You can be stronger, braver, and smarter, but you are you, and you are wonderful.
Yes. Don't be too hard on people who seem like twits or idiots at first.
My niece is maybe a little judgmental.
Right. I'm pausing here because I would be hard on those people. All of you will be a little anxious or a lot anxious, and first impressions aren't always the most accurate. Someone who seems like an instant best friend is great. We've talked about Insta friends. Mm-hmm. But you do have to get to know him or her to really know if they're a good friend. Don't feel you have to be the most interesting, exciting, funniest person in the room. Just be yourself. Be welcoming. Smile. Be open to talking to new people. That's good advice.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's really good.
Also, save the intimate details of your life for when you really do know the people around you.
Yeah.
Really know them, because otherwise you run the risk of giving people your most vulnerable moments without knowing that they can be trusted with them. You don't have to stand out by telling people about your emergency heart surgery when you were 3 years old. If and when that time comes that you want to share it, go ahead, but you don't have to impress anyone
right.
with like most dramatic moments of my life. Sit back, listen, watch people, how they act with each other. You know, be open, mm-hmm. but be judicious.
Yeah, that's really good advice. The funny thing about college or going away to school at all is this is the first time you're living with people, and it creates a false sense of intimacy that might not actually be there mm-hmm. yet. You're really young. You're not sure how to be intimate that
yeah.
way. So it is good to be a little cautious.
Mm-hmm.
For a few weeks, it will be weird as hell sleeping in a different bed, having a roommate or three sharing bathrooms. And it definitely gets more normal as it goes on. You will get used to it. There will be hair in the shower drain.
Yeah.
It's vile.
Yeah, there'll be vomit on the floor.
It's vile.
It's not the greatest thing to share a bathroom.
You will walk in on someone who has no clothes on.
Yeah.
I understand that they have.
That was very shocking.
It is. Me too. Yeah. Don't they have co-ed bathrooms now? They do.
I guess some schools do.
Some schools offer that.
You know, but yeah, everyone has their sort of different levels of comfort.
Right. Wear shower shoes, for the love of God.
For the love of God. Clorox cleanup. Never hurt anybody. I used to spray my feet with a bleach cleanser after showering. I never got athlete's foot either.
And there you go.
Ask people about themselves. Where are you from? How many siblings do you have? What TV shows or movies do you like? Why? make conversation with strangers. It's, you know, it's awkward, but everyone's going to be a stranger there. And there is that lovely saying from Maya Angelou, people might not remember what you said, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. So if you make them feel interesting and welcome and like someone who deserves to be listened to, that's a win for everybody. Feeling awkward is not a fatal condition. Putting yourself out there is brave, and brave is a good quality. And it's an excellent quality, in fact. Mm-hmm. So suck it up, buttercup. Sit down next to a stranger and say, so where are you from? How many siblings do you have?
Yes.
How's it going so far?
Yeah, those are good questions to ask. Sign up for everything that sounds even a little interesting. I did that.
Yeah.
When I went to school.
Yeah.
The radio station, Ultimate Frisbee, yoga, students against, fill in the blank, whatever sparks a little interest. A lot of friendships are made in these first few weeks, so the more people you get to know, the better. You can wean the activities and people out as needed. Volunteer to be the dork who passes out donuts or cleans up after the event. People appreciate that stuff. And that's really a fun time.
I think so.
Yeah. You get to figure out what is important to you and what isn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And where you're comfortable. Yeah. So go ahead and throw the spaghetti against the wall.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to say things like, I really miss my sister. Or does anyone else feel totally overwhelmed? It's normal to feel this way, and I think sharing those feelings makes you relatable and lets other people know they're not alone in feeling that way. Anxiety is part of every new experience. You know, it's not just a medical condition, it's a human condition. Mm-hmm. We're all anxious at different times. If it gets really bad, talk to your people, your parents, siblings, aunties, college counselors, RAs. Learning to deal with this kind of discomfort and newness and anxiety is just part of life.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that everyone is involved in their own experiences and not really watching or judging you the way you might think they are when you are having anxiety. It feels like all eyes are upon you.
Right.
It's not true.
That's not true.
Yeah.
It's great to be able to enjoy your own company and being confident enough to get a meal by yourself or go to a movie alone. It's also great to ask someone, is it okay if I sit here? I don't know anyone yet. My friends all ate earlier. Okay if I sit with you guys. The old fake it till you make it thing is really true.
Yeah.
It is really true.
I mean, I used to be really, really shy.
Me too.
I used to skip a meal rather than go to eat by myself.
Me too.
And then one day I didn't.
Right.
And I said, can I sit with you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still friends with that person.
See?
You know? Raise your hand in class, okay? The teachers should get to know you. Ask for extra help the minute you need it. Don't wait till you're flunking the class.
Yeah.
Okay, I still have nightmares about my math class in college. Go to the professor, go to the tutoring center. Plan your homework time. Don't forget this is your job in college to do as well as you possibly can. So you want to give it your best shot. Don't be too dismissive of what might feel like a dumb class or an irritating teacher. I believe that everything is interesting if you give it enough thought, even math.
No, I don't. remember, this school exists for you. You own it. Your parents, your scholarships, your student loans are paying for your time here. Take advantage of the facilities. Hang out in the library. Go to the athletic center. Lie on the grass. Don't stay in your dorm room too much.
Yeah. I believe that, you know, you go to a school, it is yours.
Yes.
It exists to educate people like you,
young
people, and you should take full advantage of it. I also think it's important to remember you will never have a time in your life where your primary job is to learn.
Right.
Unless you're in school.
Right.
So enjoy that. Touch base with your friends back home, but don't let them be an obstacle to making new friends. It's very easy to lie in your bed and text your old buddies, but is that what you want to get out of college?
Yeah, you got to get out there.
Yeah, you do. And I know, like in the case of my kids and my nieces, they spent most of their lives with the same group of people and friends. And you're not going to make that in the first month of school. You're not going to have the kid who's known you since before you can remember them.
Right. That familiarity is
not there. That incredibly comfortable familiarity of, I've known her since we were 6 months old and, you know, she's incredibly comfortable. Absolutely keep in touch with them and check in with them, see how they're doing, nurture that friendship, but don't let it be a replacement for new friends.
Right. Chances are that the next 4 years, or however long it takes, are a unique time in your life when your main priority is to learn more, think differently, explore new fields. Enjoy it. Carpe diem. it's going to be okay.
Yeah. You've got
Can
this.
Can I add the advice, the very sage advice that my dad gave me when I went off to school? And I need to preface this with a little context about my dad. So my parents are from Jamaica, super conservative. Mm-hmm. My dad used to keep a machete in the umbrella stand. And
as one does.
I was told well into my late 20s or early 20s, I should say, that I was not allowed to date until I was 24. I had boyfriends and that thing. But this is what my dad would say because I was daddy's little girl. I was not allowed to date. I was not allowed to see boys. I was not allowed to. Then I go off to college. And dad says, don't forget that this is a time where you figure out who you are. So go out, like drink. Like, have a good time. Mm-hmm. You're going to learn so much about yourself right now.
Right.
This is the time where you're living by yourself for the first time. I wasn't at this time, but you might be. And you're going to figure out what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah.
And so be social. This is time to be social, to learn how to be social.
Yeah.
This is a safe space for you to adult until you actually have to adult.
Yeah.
So do it.
Do it.
Like, have a good time. Learn everything you're supposed to, but also
learn about yourself.
Learn about yourself and go to that frat party. Lay down a bread base, but go to that frat party and have a good time. You know, have a really good time.
Don't drink anything that's been poured for you.
Yes. Do all those things.
We don't want you to be roofied and all that stuff.
Watch your drinking. Yes, yes.
But yeah, this is a time to explore who you are, who you want to be, all these different subjects and fields and people, and take good care of yourself.
Yeah.
You got this. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Crabby Friends. Don't forget to subscribe to Crabby Friends and consider leaving us a review. Email us your friend stories at theladies@crappyfriends.net. I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Just A.
And we're best friends.
Forever.